A bit of a piano part here. We'll just turn it down a little bit and talk through it. That was Thresh Hermit with their song "The Day We Took the Day We Hit the Coast" from their classic 1999 album Clayton Park. Halifax Finest, featuring Joel Plaskett, who's still making music. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, BC, Canada. Great show today. We have a special guest. Hello, special guest.
Hello, hello.
Oh, I should turn that mic on. I hear that's helpful.
Hello, hello.
There you go. Hey, Charles.
How's it going?
I'm good. Do you want to introduce yourself to the audience and why you're here?
Yeah, definitely. So my name is Charles Latimer. I work with Greenpeace Canada, and I'm here today because we have quite a big event happening on the weekend, and I want to tell you a little bit about it. It's called Toast the Coast, Before the Coast is Toast.
Yeah.
And so you, with the title, you might know what it's about, but really we're seeing a lot of threats on the coast, mostly coming from extreme oil exploitation. And so we wanted to do something fun to get a lot of people out, to show some solidarity, to basically protect our coasts from these imminent threats.
Yeah. So that's why we played The Day We Hit the Coast. The Day You Hit the Coast, what day is that?
So it is Saturday, June 13th. This
yeah.
is this coming Saturday, and it'll be at 4 p.m. till twilight, and is at Jericho Beach.
Right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think the recent bunker fuel spill, is bunker fuel, is that what it is?
Exactly.
Yeah. That was like a real wake-up call for people for how delicate these things are.
Yeah, I think a lot of people see the tankers in English Bay. They kind of see them hanging out there. They see them go across. But it doesn't really hit home until something like that does happen. And this was a relatively small spill.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're talking about, and this is just fuel from the actual ship. If we're talking about an actual tanker or super tankers that are on our coast right now, it would be devastating. We don't all remember, or we have some collective memory of the Exxon Valdez spill, and this is exactly what will happen. So the chance of a spill on the coast is very high, and a lot of the threats are obvious to people. So we're talking about Kinder Morgan pipeline, talking about Northern Gateway pipeline that's up in Kitimat, and these would increase tanker traffic. But one thing that we want to bring up is Arctic drilling and how that affects us on the coast here. Mm-hmm. This seems something that's very remote, far. The reality, though, is that if Shell, who wants to start Arctic drilling this month, if they go ahead with that, that would put in a lot more oil in the Alaska system, and that would mean more tankers on our coast, tankers that go down from Alaska to California.
For
refining. So this is a more remote threat, but something that does need to be expressed. And so for Greenpeace, being more of a global player in the environmental movement, we find it to be our role, basically, to bring up this threat and
say,
hey, listen, this is another thing that's coming up that's trying to be sneaked up, basically, the coast, right under our noses. So we've been tracking the Shell oil rigs across the Pacific as they've been coming along, and they have been parked in Seattle, and there's been quite the big protest movement in Seattle, and we want to keep that basically going.
Yeah. And it seems like I would say that you bring a certain festive air even to such somber proceedings. So Toast the Coast, the other day during Music Waste at the Toast Collective, which you helped found.
Yeah, and that's kind of a funny coincidence.
Yeah.
But it's good. Yeah, totally. Yeah. So yeah, we were giving out toast at the Music Waste festival, which happened, this show happened to be at the Toast Collective. So Toast Collective, a very small venue where all kinds of things have happened. And I've had my own personal dealings with that space itself back in my Vancouver days. It was really fun. So we try and bring it a more festive way. There's a lot of reasons to be bummed out about what's going on in the state of affairs. I think what we need to come at it from is a place of kind of love and joy without being too hippie about it. I think it's like good to have a positive vibe and try and really show that there is people power behind this movement, and that with it we can basically stop these destructive things from happening.
Yeah. So what's Saturday going to look like?
So Saturday we have a whole bunch of stuff coming up. We do have a number of bands playing, including Viper Central and Giraffe Aftermath. We have a number of participatory art pieces that are going to be on the beach. It's a family-friendly event. There's going to be food trucks out there. We're asking people to bring a picnic, make sure it's a leave no trace so everybody packs up their stuff. And basically, we'll be hosting a number of things throughout the day. And now, just announced this week, we're going to have a pretty special guest that's going to come and join us.
Let's we're going to park it right there. We're going to play a couple of tracks, a couple of West Coast flavored tracks, and then we'll be back to reveal the special guest.
Awesome.
All right. This is the band Coconut Records, Jason Schwartzman of Rushmore and other show fame, with his song West Coast. Nope, that's the wrong one. We're going to go back and we're going to play that one.
For a second there, I thought you disappeared. It rains a lot this time of year. So we both go together if one falls down. I talk out loud like you're still around. Last night I dreamt Vancouver dressed up in the ocean. Last night I dreamt Victoria drowned in the ocean. The ride of a lifetime, the rites of spring of a lifetime. The ride of a lifetime, the rites of spring of a lifetime.
Blues Take One.
Right, that was John Fahey from The Legend of Blind Joe Death. That was the song West Coast Blues. Before that, we heard The New Pornographers from their most recent album, Brill Bruisers, the song War on the East Coast. And at the top, we heard West Coast from the album Night Timing by Coconut Records, also known as Jason Schwartzman. Charles here in the studio talking about Toast the Coast. You're a familiar face on this campus, though. You're a former UBC student.
I am a UBC alumni.
Alumni. Yeah, there you go.
Well, I was studying here from, I believe it was 2007 to 2010 at Lannan Food Systems faculty. So I was I actually studied global resource systems. It was a little bit of a choice for me to pick that just because it kind of allowed me to do what I wanted to do, a bit of a self-directed kind of bachelor's of science. So, which was super interesting because it was part of like UBC Farm at the time, which was very much in danger. But it allowed to do, you know, environmental science with that human kind of social justice aspect, which often is lost when you do the science route. So that's really what attracted me. And I think like a lot of the work that we're doing right now at Greenpeace has its core, basically that social justice component that sometimes might be missing from some of the environmental conversations that are being had. And I think a lot of our work that we're doing right now to save the Arctic has that at the forefront. Just recently, we had the Esperanza just on the west coast here, which is one of our ships. And we were able to bring a delegation of First Nations up the Inside Passage to Haida Gwaii. So six people from six different First Nations went up to Haida Gwaii, which has been a community that's been opposing a lot of this oil development. And so connecting people, I think, is one of the strengths that we can bring as allies. And so it was a very rewarding trip to be able to be there and show some support. And that's pretty much what we're going to keep doing. We're trying to kind of connect the dots. So as I was saying before, Shell is right now wanting to drill in the Arctic. They have their oil rig stationed, parked in Seattle, and a lot of stuff has been happening there. So there was what has been dubbed kayaktivists that have gone out. So over 200 kayaks have actually went out and blockaded the rig. And recently, as this week, there was Raging Grannies, which are some badass grandmas, basically, that are a 92-year-old actually got arrested blockading the port and just trying to stop the rigs from leaving. They don't see Seattle as being the staging ground for destruction that Shell is making it to be, and therefore they're trying to take action. So what we're trying to do is put some more energy into the movement all along the coast. So from Seattle to Haida Gwaii, trying to stop this push for extreme oil. We see over the horizon, we see the end of fossil fuels, but right now there's this like push from people that see short-term profits as their end goal. Well,
they're trying to wring every last little drop they can get.
They see the end, and it's true that we're going to actually have an energy revolution very soon, and it's kind of a desperate push to do anything to wring out the last little bit. And the reality is, we know we can't burn this fossil fuel. This is carbon that is dubbed unburnable if we want to, you know, keep climate change under 2 degrees Celsius. So not only is it a threat for citizens here, residents of BC, but it's a global threat. So we need a global movement. And right now we do have over 7 million people that have signed a Save the Arctic petition. And we are trying to really turn the corner on fossil fuels.
Yeah. And you've had one very prominent supporter vouch for her support and pledge to be there on Saturday.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Super exciting. we actually can't believe it. So we just we received, an email this week about this prominent actress named Jane Fonda,
yeah,
of Barbarella fame, and also numerous 80s and 90s fitness videos, and also just Academy Award winning actress and all around amazing activist, as a peace activist, a woman rights activist from the 70s, over, you know, spanning 40 years of really standing up for people's rights. In the 70s, for example, she, and I didn't even know this, but she helped the occupation of Alcatraz. Mm-hmm. Just to push, you know, Native American sovereignty. And so it's been, these issues have been, you know, part of her life for a very long time. So we receive an email from Jane, which is amazing.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be able to say that sentence. But yeah, so Jane Fonda is coming to Toast to Coast. So she will be in Vancouver on Saturday, and she will be speaking to the crowd. And for her, it's very, very important. She just learned about what is happening through the activities that were happening in Seattle. And, well, to put it lightly, she's pissed. She's really upset.
Yeah.
And she thinks it's obscene to go up the Arctic and drill for oil that is unburnable, that we shouldn't even be burning. So, and to just also put all these risks out there. So she's coming out, and she's gonna be rallying up the crowd, and we're pretty excited. She's got a big fan base out there, yeah, and she's coming to stand with, she said, parents and grandparents and the First Nations, because it has to be said, we're on Jericho Beach, but it is unceded Coast Salish territory, mm-hmm, and a lot of, you know, what we're talking is the protection of the Salish Sea. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're very excited about it.
All right, let's go to a song. I'm going to play Gotta See Jane by The Fall from the album Are You Our Missing Winner. This is Gotta See Jane.
Red light, green light, going through the dark night, going through the pouring rain. I gotta see Jane. Window wipers, glistening, splashing, calling out her name. I gotta see Jane. I left her arms to find my way, to find my place in a world outside. I could not survive, I was left to blind. It comes to chase to win the race. It's not a part of me. I've gotta find what I left behind. Red light, green light, going through the dark night, staying through the pouring rain. I gotta see Jane. Highway, highway, going up the highway, going on a world insane. I gotta see Jane. A town of steel that did not feel, that is surreal, it's not a part of me. I gotta find what I got behind. The constant chase to win the race, the frantic pace, it's not a part of me. I gotta find what I left behind. And I can feel her arms around me, reminding me of yesterday. I gotta see Jane. I gotta see Jane. Yeah. I gotta see Jane.
the Barbaros Crisis. Give yourself up. Knock it.
On Tuesday, June 30th, Mint Records presents Faith Healer and Monomyth with friends Nap Eyes and Supermoon at the Astoria. Plus, DJ Duncan McHugh and special guest Jared Kay will be spinning your favorite tracks between sets. Sure, the show's on a Tuesday, but don't worry because Wednesday's a holiday. Doors open at 8:30 p.m. and cover is $8. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the 77th Annual Radio Relay Race.
That's right, Jim. Lots of great radio stations out on the track this morning, but my personal favorite is CITR. That baby's been going strong for close to 5 decades.
Astute observation as always, Bill, but I think the key is going to be passing the broadcast smoothly from the old sub to the new station in the nest.
Absolutely agree, Jim. Folks, you should tune in on Saturday, June 27th, and listen live to their first broadcast from the new station.
That was oddly direct, Bill.
You know how much I value clarity, Jim. The big changeover happens from 1 to 5 p.m. on the 27th.
Tune in then, folks.
Right, that was Germany's The Hanoi Janes from their album Europanic, the song The Boys Are Out. And before that, we heard The Fall from their album Are You Our Missing Winner. That was the song Gotta See Jane. Jane Fonda's going to be at Jericho Beach on Saturday as a part of the fantastic Toast the Coast event happening there. Charles?
Yes, so thank you for having me.
Yeah, so happy to have you.
It is Toast the Coast before the coast is toast. So yes, Saturday, 4 p.m. until twilight. We'll have a number of things there, including a bunch of bands, food trucks, art. So do come check it out. And you can find out more information at toastcoast.org.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Great.
That's it. I'll see you guys there.
Yeah, for sure. All right. We're going to move on to some sandwiches. San Francisco band. Their album's called Our Toast. I had no idea. That was an accident. Speaking of toast, here is the sandwiches from their final album. It's just about to come out, and they're closing up shop after that. This is the song Sunnyside. No, that's Jane's Addiction. There we go. No, that's Sweet Jane. Anyways, there we go.
Thank you. Is it gonna pull through?
I'm not sure, honey. It has been 46 years.
I know, but I just love it so much.
It's okay. It's going to a better place. And so are we.
When did I get older? Someone tell me why.
After 46 years on the second floor of the Student Union Building, CITR and Discorder will be moving into a new station in the new Student Union Building.
Join us on Friday, June 26th, as we throw the biggest wake for a radio station you've ever seen.
The party goes from 7 to 10 p.m. RSVP at citr.ca/newstationcelebration.
See you there!
Hello, 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 hello.
CITR's punk rock radio show Rocket from Russia celebrates a super anniversary on June 20th at the Cobalt. The show features beautiful tunes by Fat Records recording geniuses Toy Guitar from San Francisco, two new local exciting acts, Uptights and Grease Thieves, plus special super guests to be announced soon. And Rush and Tim will also play a DJ set full of punk rock hits. We guarantee success at this event. Rocket from Russia anniversary, June 20th, Cobalt.
What is it to take care of yourself? What are we taking care of? A million bedrooms.
You say I'm free now.
right, that was sudden. That was Jenny Haval, from her brand new album, Apocalypse Girl, out now on Sacred Bones. That was the song, That Battle Is Over. The battle for the coast is not over, my friends. Remember that. Before that, we heard Toronto's The Weather Station from her new album, Loyalty. That was the song, The Way It Is, or Way It Is, Way It Could Be. And at the top, we heard The Sandwiches from their final album being released soon. They're going to close up shop. Our Toast is the name of the album, and Sunny Side. Very, you know, nice sentiment. Look at the sunny side. Yes, good job, all of those bands. Next up is a man who has not put out a record for a while. His name is Jim O'Rourke. He is a pretty well-known producer, briefly a member of Sonic Youth, and he has put out some weird albums of his own. And I don't know, I have only heard this one song, so I'm not sure if this is a weird album, but it's called Simple Songs, and we're going to hear the song Half-Life Crisis. Here is Jim O'Rourke.
to tell you. I don't want to tell you. I shouldn't have to tell you. I don't want to tell you. I shouldn't have to tell you. I don't want to tell you. I shouldn't have to tell you. I don't want to tell you. I shouldn't have to tell you. I don't want to tell you. I shouldn't have to tell you. I don't want to tell you. I shouldn't have to tell you. Bring me dinner. Bring me dinner. Bring me dinner.
Right, that was Moss Lime from Montreal, from their EP called July 1st. That was the title track, July 1st. Big day in Montreal. It's the day everyone moves, I think. And it's going to be sort of a big day here in Vancouver. I mean, it's Canada Day. That's great. Day off for everyone. And it's also going to be the day after Moss Lime plays in town. They're going to be at 303 Columbia with Ace Martins and with Cave Girl, I believe, and I think it's their first time to Vancouver, so it should be a lot of fun. Before that, we heard Free Love Fenner, label mates of Moss Lime, from their album, or their EP, Pineapple Hair. That was the title track. Both of those are out on Fixture Records. And at the top, we heard Jim O'Rourke from his Simple Songs. That was the song Half-Life Crisis. Going to close things up. I'm going to play a song from Glass Candy, back when they were Glass Candy in the Shattered Theater. This is from their fall 2002 tour CD. And just before I play this, thanks so much to Charles for coming in. Charles also happened to bring back an audio recorder that he had borrowed from my place of work 3 years ago. So very nice to see him in many ways. And check out Toast the Coast this Saturday at Jericho. If you like what you heard, you can hear the podcast at CITR.ca and you can see the playlist at duncansdonuts.wordpress.com. Last night as I was biking home, my handlebars snapped in two, which was a crazy thing to have happen. Thankfully, it was on a quiet street in Mount Pleasant, and the only thing that really suffered was my elbow. And so just to, you know, think about that, I'm going to play a song by Glass Candy called Bicicleta Emocional. It was a very emotional bicycle moment for me. Here we go. Have a great weekend, and I shall see you all next Thursday. Bye.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's
I know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of-